Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for a few surprises here on our Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the hot hits from the charts put together by Talkers Magazine. Every week at this time, the folks who are involved with me on the DJV program, I'm Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn usually here, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, but because Victoria and Jay are here but Jennifer is not, we've invited Chuck Curry, who's an important member of the cast, if you will, on the DJV program, takes care of information that we need every day on entertainment, videos, movies, but he also has lots to say. Most of us are not single-dimensional, and Chuck is one of those people who has a lot of different pieces that make him percolate. And so we invited him to join us for the countdown review, the stories and the people with comments about the top 10 items in either of those categories. So, Chuck, welcome. We'll enjoy your input, your conversation, if you can get a word in edgewise with Jay and Victoria. And, of course, I'll have a thing or two to say about some of these things as well. So let's go through the story list as prepared by Talkers this week of the top 10 news talk issues as discussed on talk radio programs and stations all across the country. At number 10, the focus on the Olympics. It's probably useless, Victoria, to go through numbers because this is a program to be heard all across the country, all across the weekend, so the numbers will change somewhat. But suffice it to say, it seems to be a back and forth and has been through the entire Olympic period between the United States, China, and those cheating Russians, right? Would you say that's
yeah.
a way of...
We've maintained our front-running position since nearly the beginning, so yeah, we've done very well.
You suppose that angers the Chinese government?
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure it does, right? That's we're already on their unfriendly list. So, yes. Yeah.
Now, number 9, speaking of unfriendly, our relationship with China. And one of the things that we were talking about this week on the DJV program was the this medical tech company in China that is actually accused of running a child trafficking business that apparently has been going on for quite a while. So some international group has found this woman, whose name I couldn't pronounce even if I wanted to, who was out of the country making arrangements for the delivery of some children, and she was arrested. So this is the kind of stuff. Now, could this go on elsewhere? Do we ever hear stories like this coming out of the Middle East or where else?
Of course, everywhere. Yeah. I mean, this is not exclusive to China at all.
No. Okay, number 8. The stats, if you will, regarding violence in our country, crime, who's committing the crimes, that sort of thing. This is an ongoing story and conversation, it seems to me. Number 7, the situation, another ongoing thing, the immigration problems, the border situation, etc. Number 6, the weather and what's going on. It seems to have calmed down here in the Northeast where I am in terms of rain, although there still is a lot of rain in the forecast. But out in the western part of the country, northwest especially, but southwest has a problem. There has been this week a ban on farmers using water in the central California Valley. So those of you who think you're going, you have no idea what this is going to do to the price of food. You know, you hear Biden and some of the other politicians, problems that we have that are based, if you will, on prices going up and whether we're going to have inflation that stays for 3 days, 3 weeks, 3 months, 3 years. The politicians don't want you to think about inflation because that's not good for them being reelected. But the reality is many things in our economy, and that's kind of number 5, actually, the supply shortages of food. And we've been talking about chips and other things, but I was with somebody this week. We're talking about supply chain problems and how that's affecting the advertising business. Because if you don't have product, you can't sell. And that, if you can't sell advertising to sell product, then that affects the people who sell advertising, mostly the radio and the television business, that sort of thing. So it has it's the supply chain affects all of us in different ways, but it certainly is affecting business. And so anyway, that's number five. Number four, the California recall. I think from what I can gather, my friend Larry Elder is doing better and better all the time, and Newsom is doing worse in terms of his public persona. Is that an accurate? We don't have Jennifer
yeah, but
here
then,
to give us, but
right. And later this week, Jen gave us an update that the YouTube guy, the real estate YouTube guy, I'm blanking on his last name now. It's a weird last name. He has now jumped ahead of Larry Elder, and he kind of came out of nowhere. Yeah. So Larry has competition now.
He has a lot of money to spend, and Larry doesn't. That's probably the bottom line.
Could be.
A lot of these people are throwing their own money. And that's another thing. How do we... I've never really quite understood how the rules fit. A friend of mine is running for mayor here in Framingham, the town where I grew up and I live still. And he put... I think he borrowed $10,000 from himself or $13,000 or something like that. Apparently, you can use as much... Remember, Bloomberg used tens of millions of dollars to get elected in New York, right? Or to help him get elected anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
So this, whoever this guy is, and I don't know what his name is that you're talking about, is using his money to spend, you know, it's all name recognition stuff. It's not one of your qualifications is, do I recognize your name? Like, if Dolly Parton ran for governor of Tennessee, she'd win in a heartbeat. Whether she was
landslide, unanimous.
Right, yeah, right, of course. Matthew McConaughey's going to run in Texas for governor. He'll win because everybody knows his name. People have been divorced from the civics lessons in school that taught us how to ascertain whether a person was good for office. What is Matthew McConaughey is one of the smartest people, I think, in the acting scene. He certainly is lucid and intelligent, probably well-intentioned as well. And then people say, well, what's her qualification? Well, what was Trump's qualification? I mean, what are any of these people, what are the qualifications of people that run for office? Are they supposed to, Bloomberg won because he's a good businessman, and that's what New York needed. Plus, he had common sense, which would be, that's why I wished he had won. I would much rather see him president than the guy who's there now. Anyway, we're getting off of the beaten path. Let's see here. Number three, as a focus on the January 6th investigating committee, which in my mind is a joke. Ladies, it is. It's all politics, frankly. And so what's going to come out of it at the end of the day? What comes out of all this except smoke and mirrors? Whenever there are these investigatory things, it's just, it's nothing. It's bunkum. That's one of my father's favorite expressions. Bunkum. Number two, I think this is the most interesting twisting, turning story of the week, the fate of Andrew Cuomo, governor of New York. So all of you want to, Chuck Curry is here with us. He's from New York originally, but you were, how long has it been since you lived in New York City, Chucker?
Since 1992.
All right. So how do you think New York has changed? Yeah, how has New York changed in the years since you've lived there?
I would say the demographics of a mixed culture is a little bit more different. When I was living up there in the 90s, a lot of people starting to sell their homes and move to Staten Island and then ultimately to Pennsylvania, which I found my way back in 92, which is a very long time when I think about it.
Yeah, you've been there for a while, that's for sure. So now, fast forward to the governor. The Cuomos, though, have been around. When you were a kid, was Mario Cuomo in politics when you were there in the 90s? He was, wasn't he? He was.
Mm-hmm.
Cuomo was involved in the 80s, even. I remember.
Yeah.
I was
sure
working.
Was. Was,
yeah. So how is Andrew Cuomo and Chris?
Yeah, I just want to pull what's going on now with the governor. I have somewhat mixed feelings on it because based on that investigation that came out, I believe he'll ultimately be removed if he does not resign based on some of the comments and commentary that came out in the investigation. Having said that, as a whole, when I look at the Me Too movement that has gone on in Hollywood, I think some of it is somewhat of an overreach. Some of it is certainly justified, but I think – you have to have a really open mind and look at all the facts before, ultimately, despite whether you like the man or dislike the man, think of yourself in the same position when you pass judgment on a person, knowing not only will he lose his governorship, which is one aspect of his life, but his reputation, his legacy, and ultimately his mental stability. I mean, those are serious accusations that have serious consequences, and I just think people should really think real hard before you lay down an ultimate hammer on an individual, because at the end of the day, we're all human beings who make mistakes, and a lot of issues when it goes down this route, not all of it is accurate. That's all I like to say.
We all live in a judgmental society. Think about it that
way. Very much so.
It's very judgmental.
And I'm not saying what he did is not wrong, because if based on what came out in that investigation, a lot of what he did is wrong, no doubt. Mm-hmm. Having said that, you don't know 100% what is accurate and what is not accurate.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. 17 after the hour, you're listening to the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the hot hits, the companion piece to the official Talk Radio Countdown show. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, and Charles Curry.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we've got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number is toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV. Nothing beats the feel of a great towel when you step out of the shower. Wrap yourself in nothing but the best with the MyPillow towel set. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology, makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself and return them if you don't like them. Made with cotton grown in the U.S., available in a variety of colors, every towel set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and a washcloth two-pack. For a limited time, get the MyPillow six-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for just $39.99, using the promo code DJV. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials square, enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts you can get from using the DJV code on all the MyPillow products right there online, MyPillow.com. Six-piece towel set for $39.99 right now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com. Back to our overview of what's going on News Talk Radio. Doug with Jay and Victoria and Chuck. So number one is the COVID story. Perhaps important this week is Moderna releasing a new study on its vaccine, because much of the focus has been, let's face it, on Pfizer. Company says its vaccine is 93% effective 6 months after the second dose. So why did they? Are they trying to compete? Are they trying to position themselves so that people will take, when you need the third shot, they get it from Moderna? Looks like their numbers are higher than Pfizer. Am I reading this correctly?
That is correct, yeah. According to their, now this is coming from them, I don't believe it's peer-reviewed yet, but yeah, it's good news for people who got Moderna, but mm-hmm. Yeah.
What about those of us who have Pfizer?
Well, we're still in the 80-something percentile, so yeah. We're still covered. I mean, it's you know, but yeah.
Yes, 21 after the hour here on the countdown overview.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Yeah.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, here we are at 23 after the hour. Time for us to check the trending items. That's the tradition on the DJV program. Jay Kirshner is the person who is our student. And the comments that are coming from people who follow us on social media, why don't you give us all the addresses, and then let's get into the meat here, Jay, shall we?
Yeah, at DJV Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And, of course, you can always find us on the website, djvshow.com.
All right. And that's, by the way, where every week we publish the talkers list. You can find it at talkers.com or at djvshow.com, the top 10 stories, top 10 people. All right, so concern about the variant. And asking people to respond to that, what are we having? What are we getting for comments, Jay?
It seems very little concern. Aaron Bramblett does have concern that's heightening. Karen Ingberg has, she is very concerned about the Delta variant. However, Sam Watson says, if you are still believing this BS, then God help you.
God help you, sir, when you end up on a ventilator.
Mike Zadra. Mike Zadra has kind of a sarcastic comment. Only 45 million more deaths needed to equal 1918 H1N1. Doesn't even seem like COVID is trying.
I think that's a worldwide number. What is the worldwide number of people who have died in this whole thing over the past year and a half or so of the various variants? It's what? Well, we don't know. The stories that leak out of China suggest that there are 4 or 5 million people who have died there. But elsewhere, is that a number that's equal around the world? I think it looks like 12, 14 million maybe have died. Does that sound like a number? I was talking like we were buying shoes. Anyway, go ahead, Jay.
What I just Googled is about 4.2 million deaths.
Nah. Well, it maybe was been reported, but you know, I've said that what happened in America is there was a bounty offered by the government of $2,000 for everybody that died in your hospital of COVID. That's where they were paying the hospital, so there were a lot of fudgy numbers. Whether is it 600 people who have died or 300, you know what? What difference does it make? All these numbers, the focus on who numbers and why and all that stuff, the important thing is to try to keep yourself from getting sick, isn't it? Isn't that the real discussion?
Mm-hmm.
The rest
mm-hmm.
of it is all bunkum. I can use that word twice today. Oof. Okay, let's see. Right, yes, please, Chucker.
Okay, now for people who say that COVID or these variants is basically like the flu and it is what it is, let me just say, I know a young girl who's 23 years old, who's a nurse. She did not get vaccinated because she just is anti-vax. Now, she just got COVID about 10 days ago. And with the flu, you don't lose your taste of smell and your ability to taste. She cannot taste, she cannot smell for 10 days, and it's ongoing. Now, if that is not scary, I don't know what is.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, to me, that you know, people could say wind up on a ventilator, and that might be an overreaction for 99% of the people or the populace who wind up getting COVID. But who wants to lose their ability to taste and ability to smell and have it be 10 days and not know when it's coming back?
But not the other side of that is...
And Chuck is right, and sometimes it's months, and some people have never recovered it. So you're right, that's absolutely terrifying.
The next step on that is, what else is it doing to your body that you can't detect? You can detect that stuff... But what else is going on with you that you can't detect?
Well, and there's also that long-form COVID symptoms with severe tinnitus, where people are not just having ringing in the ears, but it's so loud, it's almost like an airplane taking off right next to them.
Yeah, lovely. Okay.
Let me just play the other side real quick. I just read an article by Andrew Sullivan, who's a columnist, and he was petrified of COVID. He's been vaccinated, and he had a breakthrough case, which was not serious. But he did say... In his opinion, and he feels strongly, and I agree with this, in a free and open society, okay, with the availability of a vaccine, I do believe that the message should be get vaccinated, not masked, but get vaccinated, because that's the ability to prevent you from serious illness, so get vaccinated.
So there's a point. Lots of points of view here. That's what the Talk Radio Countdown Show is all about. 28 past the...
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The U.S. economy continues to bounce back from the COVID-19 shutdown. 943,000 jobs were added last month. President Biden says it's historic.
Economic growth is the fastest in 40 years. Jobs are up. The unemployment rate is the lowest since the pandemic hit.
He cautions that the virus could still cause problems.
This is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. So we have to get more people vaccinated.
His press secretary says there are early discussions on possible penalties for workers who don't get vaccinations if they're required to. The Supreme Court is being asked to block a plan by Indiana University to require students and workers to get vaccinated. And an Arkansas judge has agreed to block that state from banning communities from imposing mask mandates. This is USA Radio News. In a major escalation of tensions in the Middle East, 13 rockets were fired into Israel from Lebanon. USA's John Clemens reports.
The statement from Israeli Defense Forces included the message that the attacks on Israeli civilians will not be tolerated. Red alert sirens were sounded in the Golan Heights and in Upper Galilee, sending residents to the closest bomb shelter. State Department spokesman Ned Price says the U.S. is asking for a de-escalation.
We condemn the rocket attacks from armed groups based in Lebanon into Israel. We've made the point that Israel has the right to defend itself. We'll continue to monitor the situation. We've remained very engaged with Israeli and with Lebanese officials and other partners in the region in an effort to de-escalate this situation.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Here we are back on the Talk Radio Review for the first week, the charts that we're discussing from Talkers Magazine for the week of August 2nd to the 6th. Here with my colleagues is Chuck Curry, who is actually a colleague. He's been working with me for 27, 8, 9, I don't know how many... You look back at the history of when you first went on the air. You must be almost 30 years. We have this program, or the original program, and it's what it's morphed into in terms of syndicated morning programs that's heard not only in the morning but around different times of the day on a lot of different radio stations all around the country. But basically, essentially, it is done in the morning. And Chuck first started getting up with me 1992, 91, somewhere in there, right? Isn't that how far? Late 92. Okay, there you go. Pretty much as long as Michael Harrison has been doing the countdown with me. All right, so Chuck has had an important part in the DJV program. We decided we'd invite him in this week because he always has some expressions of concern, and he's articulate, so why not have his thoughts along with yours? You can certainly add your thoughts in on any of our social media. Jay's monitoring that. Jay Kirshner is here. Victoria Keelan. Jennifer's off this week. I'm Doug Steffen. Let's go through the people list. Now, we've been through the story list. The people list, as we know, always kind of ties in or wraps in to what's going on with the stories. At number 10, Simone Biles. We all have something to say about her, so you want to come up with a word or a phrase, Victoria, that you would use to describe Simone Biles?
I think that she has shown so much bravery and dignity and ability. She's just had an incredible week, and, you know, it was rough for her. There were a lot of people who came after her and, yeah, you know, and called her all kinds of names, but she's a goat. So yeah. I think she's phenomenal, and to end her Olympic career and probably her gymnastics career with a bronze medal.
24.
Yeah.
Isn't that awful to talk about the end of her career at 24?
I mean, it might not be. It might not be, but I would
just...
She's
out of shape.
Yeah. But she's had an incredible week, so...
So these, as an ancillary story, these two Belarusian coaches have been booted by the International Olympic Committee from the Olympic Village. Remember the story from earlier this week about this sprinter whose name we couldn't pronounce, mm-hmm. who was sent back home because she was complaining about how bad these guys were in the first place. And that got a lot of attention. I was sort of surprised because not many people pay much attention to anything going on in Belarus. But it kind of just shows you what the attention is for. And I think it's good because, again, I go back to what I just said. Who knows anything about Belarus other than it's one of the former Soviet republics? Do you know anything about Belarus, Victoria?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no. Jay, no. Nobody knows. So they got what they deserved, it looks like. Okay, number nine, getting what he deserves, hopefully, is being thrown out of office. That's my spin on it. Gavin Newsom is number nine. We were talking about the fellow. Did you find his name, Victoria? Who's?
I did, and then I don't have it now in front of me. It's Piff. Oh, shoot. Go on to somebody else.
Well, Larry Elder is a radio talk host, and I've known him. I've told the story about him and I working together. We started at the same time at KBC in Los Angeles in 1993. He's had a stellar career. He's a good, very thoughtful, smart guy, and he's got a very good chance. But this fellow has come along.
Kevin Pathrath is his name. He's a real estate developer, and he is a kind of a YouTube star. He talks about, does a lot of YouTube videos about real estate. So he has come out of nowhere, really, and has really now.
Yeah, I didn't know his name before this week. Yeah.
Yep.
I thought I was a contender. I could have been a contender. Marlon Brando, you know the name of that movie? None of you do. Chucker,
No. You're
the movie guy. Yes, right, on the waterfront. Thank you. All right, let's go to number eight. The name from the people list, Rand Paul. Back and forth with Dr. Fauci, who's also on the list this week, as usual. The ladies here, well, I don't know, Jay, if I know where you stand, what you think about Rand Paul. I know what Victoria thinks about him. What do you think about Rand Paul? He's from kind of down in your neck of the woods.
Yeah. Nah. Is that enough?
Bumpity bump boom. What do you think of Rand Paul?
I think he's an interesting mind, and I wish both of them, Fauci and Paul, would have some sort of common ground on their opinion, because I think they both have something to say that has validity, but I think they're both way too far apart. And if they just came to the center and had an understanding of each one's opinion, I think the general discourse would be a lot better for it.
Well, it would be nice if it wasn't an opinion, but in fact, fact. And we get this back and forth with Fauci, who seems to change his mind about a lot of things. Now, granted, there's a lot of new research. Science always is disproving itself, that sort of thing. But he's become a lightning rod for claims of misinformation. And when he was with Rand Paul at those government hearings, the two of them went back and forth with each other. Rand Paul is on the conservative. I would guess he doesn't wear a mask. Has he had his shots? Does anybody know whether Rand Paul has had vaccines or not?
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know.
Yeah. I'd like to know whether he had a shot or not. But in general, Rand Paul represents a point of view that ought to be heard. One of the problems we have in our country is that there are both sides shouting down the other side, saying they shouldn't be heard. And if we really are believers in freedom of speech, we need to be hearing from all these people because they make us think, if nothing else. I happen to think Rand Paul is a very interesting guy. A lot of the things that he comes up with, I agree with, and that's just where my head is. I don't know, frankly. I find myself oftentimes in a place where nobody else is. And I guess I enjoy that, too. And that may be one of the things that I like about Rand Paul, because he's usually...
Well, I would agree. I think Rand Paul represents, in some ways, a lot of people's frustration with the ongoingness of this issue. Now, having said that, the issue is real. Certain things we cannot control and we have to accept, whether we like it or not. But having said that, In a capitalistic society where people have to get up in the morning and go to work and make a living, it's very frustrating with the thought of the Fauci message of the possibility that we get shut down again. I think that's a pill that most
nobody's
people
gonna,
simply cannot swallow.
No, so, not going to happen.
But they both have good – listen, Fauci has science, and I respect that 100%. Rand Paul has a frustration message that I also understand. So if they just came to the center with their thought process, I would respect that a lot more.
I traveled this week to Florida. Number 7 on the people list is Ron DeSantis and what's going on in Florida. I found things to be kind of cool, calm, and matter of fact when I was in both Palm Beach and Boca Raton the other day. But I am aware of, I saw in the airport, and I picked it up because I had a little extra time. And I usually am pretty tight on time when I run through an airport, but I had a few minutes to pick up a book that was written by somebody named Carol Roth. I don't know who she is. But her philosophy is that big government used the pandemic to basically consolidate its power and crush these small businessmen. I can tell you that's what's happening in agriculture. I know that for a fact. Many of you know that I do a radio program called The American Family Farmer. It's a podcast as well at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com about food, farm, and family because I am a small American farmer as well. My heightened interest in these things gets surfaced. Fortunately, I have a little pulpit on a couple of radio programs that at least allow some people to hear what I'm thinking. But this lady writes in this book about how many small American businesses went out of business belly up last year. And the bureaucrats say that it's COVID, but they've allowed a lot of things. And you don't have to look no further than what has happened in China. You know, in essence, we've exported capitalism in part there, and then we've been, the big businesses have gotten bigger because they got things made cheaper in China. And this the theory here is that they've crushed the backbone of a lot of small American businesses. Who agrees or disagrees with that, Jay? No, well, Jay apparently fell off of, I hope she's okay. Victoria, thoughts on that? The war on small business, basically, is that's the name of the book, by the way. Go ahead.
I haven't read the book, so I don't know.
No, it's not, but it's the theory behind it, whether or not...
That the government planned all this to kill small business?
No, that's not what I said. It's the plan, but it is the result of, it was an opportunity to take on, to allow. We've all talked about this over the years. Big business gets involved in government. They send in their officers to do duty. They go to the FDA. The drug companies send people in. They apply for jobs. They get them. They change the rules. They change the regulations. And then they go back to their companies. We've seen that happen with Monsanto. We've seen it happen at the EPA. We've seen it at the FDA. We've seen it. Most of the government agencies have people that come from the businesses that they regulate. They go to work in the government. They change things that are to their benefit. And then they go back to work in their old companies. You see this time after time after time. And that's basically what this woman's theory is in the book. That a handful of big businesses and a handful of unions have taken control. But we see the unions and what they've done, certainly in public education, the public sector. And so this is, and I don't think it has to do with a political party, frankly. It has more to do with
I would say that the end result, obviously, is that big business has benefited massively from COVID. Amazon would be the greatest example. But I also feel I'm very skeptical when people throw out the word they. They, who is they, and how would they orchestrate something like this? I do believe that the one industry that has been crushed, which I think big business has really no interest in crushing, would be the restaurant industry. I don't think there's any real benefit to crush the restaurant industry. And they have been the number one victim of COVID. So I'm very skeptical when people throw out the word they. I don't think there's been any orchestration of this, as she applies.
They say.
But the end result is the end result.
Yeah, and I feel like restaurants were thriving. Bars more so, maybe not so much, but restaurants, at least in Nashville, they offered more takeout options. I mean, restaurants that never even offered takeout for certain things were offering takeout.
And it helped to bury their business.
Living off of this, yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of Amazon, they have delayed a return to the office until January, but they are not requiring vaccinations. Does that surprise any of you? Amazon is everywhere. You can't go up and down a street without seeing an Amazon truck. You can't go on the highway without seeing trailer trucks with
well,
Amazon.
Well, the warehouses, the people who work in the warehouses have been there all along, and they're still going to be there. But this is for anybody who has, you know, an office job with Amazon. They're pushing it back to January because they know they're, you know, where their locations are. They're hot spots right now for the virus. So. Yeah. I think a lot of other companies, like in New York, my husband's company is talking about this again. A lot of our friends who commute from Jersey into New York City, everything's up in the air. It all depends on this variant and when we need booster shots.
From Talkers Magazine, these are the top 10 stories this week, which you will hear discussed on our Talk Radio Countdown show. 10, the Olympics and the results. Number 9, our relationship with China and the latest wrinkles as to land being bought in America near a U.S. Air Force base. Number 8, crime, violence, police, all those things wrapped together in conversation. Number 7, same sort of thing, immigration problems on the border. Number 6, the harsh weather, dryness. That seems to be something that continues to occupy our time and our headspace. Number 5, the economy. And inflation. Number 4, Donald Trump's issues. Number 3, the committee to study January 6th and what nonsense that is. Andrew Cuomo and his problems. Number 2, and the problems we're all having with COVID and vaccines. Those are the stories. That's the list. I'm Doug Steffen. One final comment from each of our participants after this.
I love the Army. You just have this brotherhood that you can't find anywhere else. Since coming home from war, I've tried so many different things. I just remember thinking, like, it's over.
After being forced to medically retire, Angie battled addiction to prescription medications, eventually losing her house and marriage. Then she found Wounded Warrior Project.
And so I went online, I signed up, and I knew that Wounded Warrior Project was definitely my new community. One of the staff members, she put me in for peer mentor training. It was like for the first time someone recognized something good about me and thought that I had something to give back to someone else. I'm doing okay otherwise.
I've kind of picked up woodworking with my grandfather, so.
I got 3D stuff.
All those activities gave me a new way to live without drugs, a new way to live without feeling like I'm broken. You can live a meaningful life after traumatic experiences.
You wouldn't go into battle alone. You don't have to fight this alone. Visit woundedwarriorproject.org/notalone.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we've got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number is toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. Yep. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV. Now, the list of people, every week on the countdown, I like to do this officially because sometimes we get off, we're not going in order. There are all kinds of reasons for us wanting to know exactly what the lists are. So here we go, the people list, top 10. Simone Biles, for obvious reasons, at number 10. Gavin Newsom, another one, obvious reasons, at number 9. Rand Paul, the senator, is number 8. Ron DeSantis, the governor, is number 7. Kevin McCarthy, the congressman, is number 6. Nancy Pelosi, the speaker, is number 5. Donald Trump, the ex-president, is number 4. Tony Fauci, who is, how do we describe him? He's indescribably delicious. Maybe we'll leave it at that. He's number 3 on the list of people. Cuomo, Andrew Cuomo, and his brother, actually, and the father, the whole Cuomo family. But Andrew is getting all the attention, so he's at number 2. And Joe Biden, our president, the president, some people say, he's not my president. Well, he is the president of the country, and he's number 1 on this people list from Talkers Magazine. All right, well, we only have a few seconds here. I appreciate your being here, Chucker. Thank you very much. And to Jay Kirshner and to Victoria Keelan, a big help here. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Talk Radio Review. Check out our lists at djvshow.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared, and now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour. It's time now for us to get an overview of the top tech stories of this past week, courtesy of the research done by Victoria Keelan. So Doug Steffen does the announcer role here. At number five, there's a Rickroll.
Yep.
There's a Rickroll in everybody's life. Okay, so take it away, Victoria.
So the official video for Rick Astley's 1987 hit Never Gonna Give You Up, which will stick in your head all day, that has surpassed 1 billion plays on YouTube. The song became a lasting part of internet culture thanks to the Rickroll meme, and it has reached impressive milestones this week. So Rick Astley took to the video's comment section to share his gratitude. He said, "It's amazing, crazy, and wonderful." He said, "The world is a wonderful and beautiful place. I'm very lucky." So since the Rickroll thing, well, it's really big on April Fool's Day. That video alone gets like over 2 million hits just on April Fool's Day. So good for Rick Astley. And he actually celebrated joining the Billion Plays Club by releasing a limited, it's already sold out. It's a limited run of 7-inch blue vinyl pressing of the song. And so that's how much people want it. It was sold out immediately. So good for Rick Astley.
Number four, there's a Zoom in your future.
Well, if you ever used Zoom, which all of us have during the pandemic, then you are familiar with Zoom bombings. And Zoom bombings happen when people would hack into a meeting and, you know, throw up some porn or whatever it would be to disrupt whatever the meeting was. So Zoom, in the beginning of the pandemic, was not prepared for the onslaught of use that they ended up getting. And so their security was really light, and that's how people were able to break in. They did some improvements along the way. However, it was not enough because a class action lawsuit against them, they lost in the case. And so now if you have used Zoom any time between March 30th of 2016 to the present day, you can actually get $25 if you have your own account. Or if you're just a user of Zoom, you can get $15. So that's all part of the third-party negotiations that they've been doing. So yeah, everyone's entitled.
Number three, some updates from HBO Max.
HBO Max had a big week. Warner Media, which owns HBO Max, announced that the app is now available on LG smart TVs. They can be the app can be downloaded from the LG Channel Store. And then they also note that this is right in time for the premiere this week of The Suicide Squad, which is available on HBO Max free of charge if you already have it, and that'll be there for 31 days. And so they're also offering free episodes to potential new subscribers. And they also have a new podcast platform they've announced. So they've got a lot of stuff going on.
Number two, Verizon.
So Verizon has introduced new mobile hotspot plans, and they have four options to choose from, starting with 15 gigs for $20 per month, all the way up to 150 gigs for $80 a month. They offer standalone and unlimited plan add-ons, and so if you're in an RV, if you're traveling this summer, if you're in some rural area, this is actually a great way to save a lot of money. And so all you have to do is just contact Verizon and pick which plan is best for you. The Essential and Plus plans are available to Verizon customers, while the Pro and Premium plans can be added either to an unlimited plan or purchased as a standalone product if you have a different carrier. So it's a pretty good deal.
Number one this week, this is a biggie, Facebook.
Facebook is just, I don't know, they just seem to keep stepping in their own way. Mm-hmm. Facebook has banned the personal accounts of academics who have researched ad transparency and the spread of misinformation on Facebook. These are not, they closed down not only, I mean, everyone who, you know, supports Trump complains, oh, Trump's been disabled. Well, this is happening to a lot of people. And so all of these academics, their personal pages, which may have never posted anything about Facebook or transparency with ads or anything, those are all disabled now too. The group obviously is saying that Facebook is trying to prevent them from exposing more issues that Facebook has. Now, because of this research, this is from NYU Ad Observatory. It's a group that has basically been founded to examine the origin and spread of political ads on Facebook, like who pays for the ads, and they track how far the reach is, things like that. Through their work, they actually have identified a lot of issues that Facebook has. So I'm not surprised that Facebook is fighting back so hard at them and disabling their accounts. But, you know, I mean, stories for, you know, who pays for certain political ads, Russia, China, Iran, they've uncovered those links. How far-right misinformation is much more engaging than misinformation from the center or the left. They've done a lot of research on how far, like, the crazier to the right, the more it spreads. So there's a lot of important work that they're doing, but yeah, Facebook dumping them off the platform really is a bad look.
I wonder what their approach is to a lot of the postings in China. Something to think about. 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Boostar medicated ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Boostar soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Boostar worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Boostar in the first aid section. Feel Boostar work fast or your money back.